Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted you are joining us tonight, and we're very pleased to have as our first guest Ken Walker, who is the CEO and president of Farmers and Merchants Bank. Ken, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You personally recently celebrated your 80th birthday, and happy birthday on that occasion. And the bank, of course, is observing its 100th anniversary. Quite a tradition.
Well, it's an honor for the 100th year. 80th, I'm still concerned.
Well, what really struck me is, first of all, F&M Bank is the most solvent and has the best capital ratio of any bank in California and is one of the most solid banks in America. And I think you have 22 branches scattered around with several hundred, 600 employees. But what really struck me is that in the 100 years that your bank has been in existence, you've had only three presidents, your grandfather, your father, and now you.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about what family means and the values of the Walkers in the bank.
Well, I would say that my grandfather fundamentally set the basis for us to grow on and for us to identify our responsibilities. And actually, he was president there for 31 years, and then my father came in. And in 1938 was when he came in, and not into the bank. We all worked at the banks for many, many years, but he was president for 41 years.
Wow. And you started as a 10-year-old washing windows.
No, I was the elevator operator.
Elevator operator.
But I didn't last too long in that, because in those days you had to balance the elevator to the floor. And if you didn't let your guide up correctly, you could get unbalanced. And I had an elderly lady trip out of the elevator. So my grandfather then decided I'd be better washing windows.
Well, no one gets a free pass in the Walker family. You start and you work your way up. Well, and as I've shared this with you, when you call the president of this bank, you dial their number and they connect you with the president. Not a bunch of operators to go through. And when you walk into the bank and you want to see the president, Ken is right down there behind a teller's window on the floor. I think that's so extraordinary.
Well, that was where my grandfather sat and took care of the customers at that point.
Well, the bank was honored at a Chamber of Commerce State of the City luncheon recently, and they prepared a video, and let's just share a few moments from that wonderful video with you.
Thank you.
Farmers and Merchants' unwavering commitment to simple, old-fashioned values was the key to growth and success. These values have made a difference for 100 years. Honesty. Tell the truth and give everyone a fair deal. Integrity. Use ethical principles in daily decision-making. Church. Hold fast to your Christian principles. Service above self. Giving back is just the right thing to do. The results of 100 years of service? Businesses that have prospered. And Farmers and Merchants was there to help. From the very beginning, the bank has been...
Well, a beautifully done video and really embodying the values of the bank and also the Walker family.
Well, thank you. It was a great honor.
Tell us, and I know that early in the bank's history, during the pre-Depression years where there were runs on bank, your grandfather actually stood with gold bullion and protected the bank from a run by showing that there really was assets there and people should not have to withdraw their money to protect themselves. And there was a famous Jimmy Stewart movie that had that scene in it.
Yes, that's true. And, of course, we have many people that still remember that appearance of my grandfather.
Well, looking to the future, Ken, you've had 100 years of success. I'm sure that the future will hold many good things for the bank, but I'm sure you'll be building on the values that have gotten you here through the first 100 years. But what do you see in the future in your business?
Well, we're excuse me, we're having a very fine growth. We started out with my grandfather when he was president. He got up to $18 million in deposits. He actually capitalized the bank at $25,000, wow, which was doesn't sound very much today. But when my father took over in 1938, why, the bank grew from $18 million to $382 million. And today, I, of course, became president in 1979, and today, why, we're at $3.073 million. Right. And that is with the 23 branches, more than one more than what you indicated. And we're very pleased to be serving Southern Los Angeles County and all of Orange County.
Well, it's so great to have a bank of that size and reputation headquartered here in Long Beach. We had on last week's show Dr. Mario Molina, and Molina Healthcare is based here. It's so important, in my view, that important and significant and ethical businesses are headquartered here in Long Beach. It's so good for the community.
Well, that's why my grandfather started it, was on that basis, and his philosophy to bring a organization in that was conservative, strong, and friendly to all of our customers. And that's the way we must continue to do so.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for joining us here on Straight Talk. Again, happy birthday. Congratulations to all of the employees of the bank on the occasion of your 100th anniversary year, and we wish you many, many more years of success.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate being with you here today.
Thank you. And stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.